two animals, two oxes, two paras, hoyu. Chor shoyis bahar ha-mishchon, that were plowing by the har ha-mishchon. So Drashi, hu har ha-zeisim. On top of the har ha-zeisim, that was a high simin, they used to have two oxes, b'davka, plowing on Erev Pesach. Everybody used to look up there. Kolzaman, they saw the two animals there still plowing. Everybody knew it's not the fifth hour yet. You're still allowed to eat your chametz. Nitelas achas mehen. They took away. They saw one part was taken away. They knew that was the fifth hour. Is toilin. What's the din? You're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. But what then? You don't have to burn it. It's not also banor. Nitlushtayim, and when they looked up and they saw that both paras, both oxes were taken away already, hizchilu kolam sorfen. Everybody knew that was the simin, that it's not, that it's the sixth hour already, that's also bano, therefore everybody used to start to burn it. See how this was the maisa. Now the last mandiyom here said that what it was ksheris, like not like the two mandiyom before. Before Pasha the Mishnah says psulos. So either we learned this mamish posla the psulin is toin sreifa, or else it's not posla, it's not toin sreifa yet. But you're not allowed to eat it. The last man the Yama says no, it's still a ksheiris. The churat shver, the Mishnah says psulis. Or like toys about him, could be he wasn't geras psulis in the Mishnah, he was geras ksheiris. But I call upon him the bottom toys, he has to kash him. Vim toimer, meyacha the ksheiris saw you, amai mashreinoise ya chas iser. If the kosher alechim, what are they but after like be over about tashris? Why did they wait with it till the last hour? Let them eat it better. Like, why did they make a simple punk with bread that you're going to ask for it, you can't eat it anymore? V'yeshleima dainu t'yom aliyil, truma kol chomesh. We're talking about, we go according to Rabbi Gamliel here, that the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat truma. Now, these lachmei toida, even if they were ksheris, and you're allowed to eat them, the locher is to have a din like truma. V'yondoitlen ha'achroino b'sayf chomesh. Now they took away the second bread, not at mamish, the end of the fifth hour, that you can't eat it anymore, but they took it away near the end of the fifth hour. Hey, so going now is truma. Truma, the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat. So the one at the beginning of the fifth hour, it's very good. They took away that one, so they were allowed to eat it. The question is, though, the second one, the chru, they only took away at the beginning of the sixth hour. So it's also teetered. You're like ruining truma lachmei toida. The Teretz says, no. They took it off at the end of the fifth hour, when there was still a minute or two left that they could eat the lechem up. So therefore, it wasn't the shayla of being over the issa and not eating the lachmei toida that's mutatit. Right. There's a new sugi here now, a famous sugi of Chanina Askana Kahanim, a sugi about tumah here. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim. Rabbi Chanina is always saying Baruch Hashem for Daf Yomi. Usually most people learn Pesachim always skip this Gemara. They skip from here till the end of the Perek. It's like a different Indian of a Tyrus. But Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem was everything. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim Oymer. Miyemeyem Shok Kahanim. From the free, from the early times when the Kahanim was still in the base of Migdash, Le Nimnu, they didn't stop Milisroi Fes HaBosor, to burn. Bosor means meat of Kochim. Shenitmo b'vlad hatuma, that has a tumas of vlad hatuma. It's not really tumay a rishonah tuma. It's only a vlad like a sheni l'tuma. They didn't stop burning meat that has a sheni l'tuma on it. Im habosor with another piece of meat. Shenitmo b'yav hatuma, even though the second piece of meat became tumay from an av hatuma. If an av hatuma touched that piece of meat, that's a rishonah tuma. So since that's a rishonah tuma, that's the second piece of meat. The first piece of meat is a sheni l'tumah. So afa pisha masifin tumah al tumosai. Even though by burning them together, one is touching the other, so the chur of the rishin is touching the sheni, and the rishin is making the sheni more tumah than it was before. Even though now it's masifin tumah al tumosai, even though you be masif tumah and tumah, so really that should be an inyan not to burn them together. But the halacha is, Bosa Kochim, there's an Indian Shemira to watch it, it shouldn't become Tomei. You're not allowed to be Metama Bosa Kochim. So even though it has a little Tumah, you're not allowed to make it more Tomei either. Here though we're saying a Svar by Stoys. Since the din is you're burning both of them anyway, so B'shash you're burning it, there's no mitzvah Shemira. Here you don't have to watch out. Even though one is more Tomei than the other one, and when you put them together, throw them both in the fire together, the one that's more Tomei is making the other one also more Tomei. So that should be like an Avera to do. You're making the less Tomei more Tomei. And it's Indian, plus the Kochim, to watch it, not to make it more Tomei. But here we're saying, since B'shas Reifa, all you're doing is burning it anyway, B'shas burning it, there's no Issa. That's what the B'chinas Kanakanim said over. Let's see Rashi.
Mimeyem Shokanim. Joshi Hocha Noket Lo. What is this Mishnah Bechal doing here in Masechet Pesachim? Or Befrat here in the end of the first parak? Mishum Sefer. So again, because the end of the Mishnah Diktoni, Medivrein Lo Madlish Asar from Truma. The end of our Mishnah talks about, you see, you're allowed to burn Truma, and that's what we're talking about before, that Rabbi Gamliel said in the last Mishnah, that Truma on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour. So since the end of this Mishnah talks about burning Truma, that's why it's brought down here after the last Mishnah, about how long you're allowed to eat Truma on Erev Pesach. That I call upon Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanan said over that the Kanan did not stop from burning these two meats together. Melissa Vesabosa Shenitma Vavlara Tumma. That means Shenoga Bosa Kodesh. You have, let's say, meat of Shlomim, of a Korban. Zeberishan Litumma. That this piece of meat touched the Rishan Litumma. The Hevele Iyu Shani. The Lacher is by Kochim. That a Rishan makes a Shani. Something, Mashal Rishan Litumma means, let's say, a Sheretz. A Sheretz is an Avatumma. When a sheretz touches a piece of meat, it makes it a rishon l'tumah. So this piece of meat now is a rishon l'tumah. It's one remove from the avatumah from the sheretz. Now, if this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it makes the second piece of meat a sheni. So we're talking about now, you have the second piece of meat here that only has a sheni l'tumah on it. It's second removed from the avatumah. Now, v'leninu, they did not hold themselves back, milasarfa, from burning it, im chamim imenu, with another piece of meat that's kachim, even though that piece of meat is more chamer, has more tumor on it. Mimi shenaga biyavatumun, from a second piece of meat, that piece of meat touched the sheretz itself. Shenaga biyavatumun, even though that becomes a rishma tumun. Tohoyo viyav zeakal, lisreif oimid, since even this first piece of meat that's only a sheni. What are we doing with it now? We're holding by burning it right now. Is lechoshu, they weren't afraid, im mitamim oisoi, yoisim imashoyin. We don't care now, b'shasri burning it, if it gets more tumor than it had before. So what? Since right now you're not going to hold on to it anyway, we're holding by burning it, so it doesn't make a difference if you metamor it more. If you're not burning it, then you're not allowed to be metamor one more than the other. But b'shasreifa, there's no aveira. Rashi is, of the Gemara part, the Gemara asks the Kasha, my Taisus Tomika. She asks herself, what kind of stuff a tumor is there here? Haloi Gamburi Shoina, Bivlat Tumma Noga, Vyashav Chayzav Noga Bavlat Tumma. Amonashach, the first piece of meat is a Shein Latumma. How did it become a Shein Latumma? Because it touched the Rishon Latumma. We're talking about Shashi burning, re-burning with the Rishon Latumma. Second, so why did we always stop from rolling? You know, a piece of meat that has Shein Latumma, meat, it's a Rishon Latumma. To do, it's to make this piece of meat a Shein Latumma. It's a Sheini right now. It does not be most of anything. But that's the Gemara's going to ask this question. Like, no, forget about it. Tomorrow will give a terrorist talking about mashku with water, then it makes it more tumma. But that's the chiddush. Even though the one piece is being metama the second one more, still it's mutter. So the Mishnah writes, Hoyt of Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva said even if you chiddush, he eats to this. Yomar, mi yamim shokanim, the time to do that, and Nimnu didn't stop, mi lahadlik es ha-shemin, shenifso b'tfu yoyim, if you have shemin, shel truma, if you have truma dik ha-shemin, that a tfu yoyim touched. Now the Rashi says, shenifso b'tfu yoyim, a tfu yoyim means like somebody that touched the sheretz. He was tummy the man, and he went to the mikvah. Now after he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait till it comes set chavim, till heres shemesh, till it becomes Torah. That's called a tfu yoyim. He already went to the mikvah, and he has to wait till nighttime. That he has certain dinim tuma. His din is he can make a shlishi l'truma. The Rashi vu shlishi that makes now the shem and the soil a shlishi l'truma. The tfu yoyim poisles a truma min haTorah. Midiraisa, if a tful yoyim touches truma, he doesn't make it a rishin, he doesn't make it a sheni, he only makes it a shlishi. A shlishi means in itself is posel, but it can't do anything further. If this shaman touches something else now, it doesn't make it revi. Posel means that's its last stage, it doesn't go further than that. So midiraisa now, this tful yoyim touched the shaman is a shlishi l'tumah, it's posel for truma. Yeah. We have dashim psukim, Rashi says, the mechokodesh l'siga, yeah. Right. So what was the case there? They didn't stop from burning this shemen that got a din shlishi from its full yoyim, the ner, with another ner, shenitma betomemes. That then ner now was a rishon l'tuma, because that ner was touched by a tomemes. A tomemes means that a person touches a mace. The lacha by a mace is a mace is a via voice atuma. That's a bigger dargum. If you touch a mace, you become an avatuma. So a person that touched the mace is an avatuma. If he touches now this nair, he makes it into a rishon l'tuma. So this nair now has a rishon l'tuma. There it's a chiddush. Afal pishu mesifin tuma al tumasay.
Even though when this shemen now, which is a rishon l'shuma, rishon l'tuma, touches this shemen, which is only a shlishi l'tuma, it's being meisif tuma. It's making it more. Now that the rishon touches it, it becomes a sheni. Before it was only a shlishi. Now it becomes a sheni. Still a smuta for the same svara. Since you hold it now by burning it, b'shasha burning it, there's no isurim.
Right. Omer Rabbi Meir, Rameya said back, Midivrayim, from what you are both saying, both from Rabbi Kiva and from Echlinas Kana Kahanim, is Lamadna we learned, Shesorfim Truma Tahoiro Imat Meya Bepesach. I'll tell you the same thing, it comes Erev Pesach,
you have Truma, that's Chometz, so Locher is, you have to burn it before Pesach. So if you have Truma Tahoiro and you have Truma Tumeya, you're allowed to burn the two of them together. Even though on Truma Tahoiro, there's a mitzvah Shematim watching, that it shouldn't become Tomei, and if you're burning them together, the Tomei Dika Truma is going to make the Torah Dika Truma Tomei, so what? You're telling me now with Svara that Vishash Joseph can strive for burning it, there's no wisdom in the mice of Tumah. So I learned now from you too, Rabbi Chanina, and from Akiva, that you're allowed to do an Erev Pesach, burn them together. Sidrashim Devayim Lamadlu, Shasarfa Truma Tari Matsumeya, the Pesach, in Zman Abir, when it comes to Zman to burn it. So Hoyo, Vahalachas Dibud, since you're burning it anyway, Afat Torah. Even the Torah we're allowed to burn together. The Asura Mediraisa, Loichashin Lishmirosai. We're not choshed now that you have to watch it that it shouldn't become Tomei. The Afagav Shemuzhoro Nan Lashem Rabatairo, the Chsev Es Mishmeres Trumosai. Even though there's a mitzvah to watch Truma, not to make it Tomei, but you're telling me, Bishas Yosi, you can swear, but there's no Indian. So what then you're allowed to burn this also? Omer Rab Yosi, Rab Yosi gets it back, no. Eina hi Hamida. You can't learn out one from the other. The drashi ain't in yamida, iyat yochel lilmai dezum in evrayim. The Gemara before Shemai ain't hi yamida. The Gemara will explain why not. So Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Kiva are only mater by a mixas tumma to mixas tumma. To be meisif in tumma. Mashenkin here, when the truma is tahoira, on a Torah dika truma, you're not allowed to burn it with the tumma dika truma. As loivite, you can't be meikul. So tomorrow, moidim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. We have Lez and Yeshua both Moida, Shesar from Zuli Yatzma, Zuli Yatzma. You're supposed to burn each one separately. Rashi Moida and Reb Lezer, that Reb Yossi Kamal, Reb Yossi is saying this. The Afagav, the Yiflug Reb Lezer and Yeshua, Bisrefa Truma, that when you're supposed to burn it, of a Baha Moida, Shesar from Zuli Yatzma, Zuli Yatzma. You have to burn each one separately. The Truma Tahira and the Truma Tumei, you have to burn each one separately. Hey, so Moida and Reb Lezer and Yeshua, Shesar from Zuli Yatzma, Zuli Yatzma. Where is the machlokes? Ala tluya v'ala tumeya. But it's only a machlokes if you have truma tluya. Tluya means you have a suffix if it's tummy or not. That's called tluya. We have a suffix what the truma is. That's the machlokes if you can burn it together with the vaday tomadika. No, even though one truma is a suffix tuma, but since maybe it's still tor, you're not allowed to burn it with truma tumeya. There's still an issa to burn it together. You have to burn each one separately, not to be matama the truma. No, since even the truma is only a suffix, it's not vade tor. You have a suffix if it's tor or not. Therefore, here you're allowed to burn it together. So on this, the both moida. This is the machlokes. Vashenkin, when you have truma tahira, pshita is an avera, you're not allowed to burn it together with truma tumeya. You have to burn each one separately. All right, which time tomorrow we'll see more in the Gemara. Stop here. You're holding off you're holding off your dalit again. You're right after the Mishnah. You're off your dalit. Again, the first shal was Rabbi Chanina in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim said a chiddush that we made the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to burn bosar, that means meat, that was kochim, shenitma b'vlad hatuma, that bosar became tomei from a vlad hatuma. A vlad hatuma pasha means a rishon l'tuma, touched this piece of meat, so the piece of meat now is a shen l'tuma. Im ha bosar shenitma b'yavatuma, with meat, that touch an avatumah, which is a rishon l'tumah. That's what the Chlinus Kanakanim said, that you're allowed to burn together meat from Bosa Kochim that had on it a sheni l'tumah with another piece of meat, which was only a rishon l'tumah. Afal pisho masifim tum al tumosai. Even though by burning them together, one, the one that's a sheni l'tumah, is receiving more tumah now because it's touching one that had the rishon l'tumah. So even though you're not allowed to be metame more kachim, here it's muta. So the Gemara, michti, let's see. Bosor shenitma bevlad atuma mayhevi. This bosor that touched the nav atuma, that touched the vlad atuma, which means it touched the rishon atuma. A rishon means like a sheretz. That's a nav atuma. Touched a piece of meat. This piece of meat became a rishon atuma. And this piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So that's called the touched the vlad atuma. My heavy sheni, it becomes a sheni latuma. So this piece of meat now, this basar kachim, is a sheni latuma. Now kisarif lei v'hadei basar shenitma biavatuma. Even if you burn it with this other piece of meat, which is kachim, that touched an avatuma. So what is that? That's a rishon latuma. So the piece of meat that's a rishon latuma is now touching the piece of meat that's a sheni latuma. Is my heavy? What does the second piece of meat become? Sheni. It only becomes a sheni. If a rishon touches another piece of meat, it only makes the second piece of meat into a sheni. Of a zay sheni, sheni hu. They're both, now all you're making the second piece of meat is again a sheni l'tumah. And that's what it was at the beginning. Of a zay my moisef loy tumah al tumasim. What is the chiddush in the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim? That you're allowed to be moisef, add a tumah to this piece of meat. You're not adding any piece of meat. Since at the beginning, this piece of meat was a sheni l'tumah, you're burning it now with another piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tuma. So what? When this rishon touches the second piece of meat, it only can make it into a sheni l'tuma. And it's already a sheni l'tuma. So you're not adding any tuma. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the b'chadinus kana kana's chiddush? You're allowed to do it. Pchiti, you're allowed to do it. You're not adding any new tuma that it wasn't there before. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, hocho bevlad vlad askinun. We're talking about this first piece of meat. It's not a sheni l'tuma. Not the pshat it touched the rishon l'tuma, but instead it touched the sheni l'tuma. Bivlad vlad means two times removed from the avatuma. So the avatuma, the sheretz, first touched one piece of meat. This piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So the second piece now is a sheni. Now this sheni l'tuma touched the third meat. So therefore the hevelei shlishi, that this piece of meat now is only a shlishi l'tuma. And the gei to kachim, it can become a shlishi and even a revi. A shlishi makes another piece of meat into a revi l'tuma. Revi is the last stage it goes by kachim. So I call upon him, this piece of meat now is a shlishi. Uksavar shlishi mutal asoysa sheni. Now here is the chiddush, that this piece of meat really is only a shlishi l'tuma. Now if you're going to burn it with another piece of meat that touched an avatuma, so that piece of meat is a rishon l'tuma. When that piece of meat is burnt with this piece, it makes this piece into a sheni. So you'd be meisif tumah, you're adding tumah onto it. Up until now, it was only a shlishi l'tumah. Now when you burn this piece with this other piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tumah, the rishon makes this piece into a sheni. So the tomorrow, v'ika, v'ksava shlishi mutla sois a sheni. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That even though this piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah, and now you're burning it with a rishon l'tumah, so it becomes a sheni l'tumah, you are adding tumah here, still it's mutah. That's a chiddush, that's very good. Even though minastam, you're not allowed to be moisef tumah by kachim, but here, since you're being moisef and burning it anyway, you're like destroying it anyway, we're not makpid if you make it tummy a little bit more. That's the chiddush. For the Gemara Kashi now, there's a klal though, v'ein oichel metam oichel, midiraisa one piece of meat, if it's tummy, like we're saying now a sheretz, or else a person that's a zav, or an isha that's a nida, these are ovis hatumah. If they touch a piece of meat, the piece of meat becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now we're saying now when this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, the second piece of meat becomes a sheni l'tumah. Fredi Gemara, that's true. V'ain oichel matam oichel. The klal is no. One piece of oichel food, if it touches another food, it cannot be matamrit. Food cannot be matama food. The Tanya we learned, Seferish Apostik, yochel ye oichel matam oichel. I would think maybe food. That's a rishon l'tuma. If it touches another piece of meat, it makes that piece of meat into a sheni l'tuma. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, v'chiyu tan mayim al zera, when you pop water that falls upon a zera seed, v'nofo menevlo samalov, and then in the vela, that's an avatuma, falls upon the zera, upon the seed, is tomehu. The seed becomes tomei. Now it's a dig, it says tomehu, who tomei, the seed, like this oichel, this food, it becomes tomei. V'ein oisa ki yoitza by tomei. But this food cannot make another food tomei. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. Tomei who? It is Tomei. Only this Zera itself that the Nevela touched. But this Zera, this food, if it touches another Zera, it cannot be Matama, another Eichel. So that is the Gzeras HaKosev. So Gemara says like this. Ha Nichol Abaye, we could understand, give a terence according to Abaye, the Yomar. Abaye says, Lo Yishonu Ela B'chulin. This pasuk is only talking about chulin. Like if a sheretz touches a regular piece of meat, even though it's chulin, it becomes a reach in the tumah. Now, if this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it doesn't make a tummy at all. Avo betrumah v'kodeshim oisak yoytze boy. But he learns, Abaye learns that by kodeshim and by truma, here we learn now from the pasuk in Chagai that says, "No, Rashi diafina minavuas Chagai lechem v'nozid yain v'shemen." They dash in a pasuk there that by kodeshim and by truma, one oichel could be metam another oichel. So since here in our Mishnah, we're talking about basar that's kodeshim, so maybe it's good that the Mishnah is talking about one piece of meat is a shlishi l'tumah. How does that happen? That one piece of meat of kodeshim touch another piece, so by kodeshim, meat could be metam another meat. Vaitul ravada barava, mishmei de rava nami. And according to ravada barava, the name of rava also comes out good. The yoma that he says, loishana velachul ultruma. He says, even truma, one oichel cannot be matam another oichel. If you have fruits, that's truma, and it becomes tamei. If this apple touches another apple, it can't be matam of the second apple. I will be kodeshim oisim, but he's made the kodeshim like a korban. You have this meat, this basa kodeshim, he's made here. If the meat became a rishin l'tumah, and it touches another meat, it could make it a shein l'tumah. So again, it's good, our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about kodeshim. Shaper. Elul Ravina, but it's only a kasha according to Ravina Mishmei de Rava. That Ravina said over the name of Rava, the Yomar, that he says, Mikra Molei Dibra Kosev. No, this pasuk is going on all cases. Loishin or Chulin, Loishin or Truma, Loishin or Kodeshim. Eina Oisek Yoitzeboi. But this pasuk that says, V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera, V'nofim Nevlosom Alov, V'tomehu, Tzadiyak Tomehu, this Zera becomes Tomeh, but it cannot be Matam or anything else, it's Xeras HaKosev by any type of a food, even if it's Chulin, even if it's Trumi, even if it's Kodeshim, Midiraisa, Noichel cannot be Matam or Noichel. Either you have a pasuk from Chagai, they'll say that to the Rabbonin, that the Xeras Midirabbonin, that Midirabbonin, Rabbonin made that one Oichel could be Matam or Noichel. But Midiraisa, they learn no. One oichel cannot be matam another oichel. Abazoi, mayik lemeimer. How are you learning pshat now mishnah? How did this boss become a shlish l'tumah midiraisa? How do you have it? Or if I can't, I mean, how do you have? What's the chiddush then? According to Rabbi Chanina's Kanakanim, I mean, you can have a shlish l'tumah that you could have. Doesn't have to be that an oichel touch an oichel. It could be the sheretz touch the mashke touch an oichel. I mean, mashke, water, could be metam an oichel. An oichel could be metam a mashke. Just one oichel can't be metam another oichel. So it's possible to have a shlishi l'tumah. But we're saying the chiddush is that one piece of meat is a shlishi, the other piece of meat is a rishon. So when this rishon touches the other piece of meat, it's making it into a sheni. That's the chiddush. Even though you're giving it more tumah, still it's mutum. But the kasher is no, it's not ma'isav tumah. Since it's meat touching meat, oichel does not matama, not oichel. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, hakad ma'askinon, diika mashkin b'hadei basar. I tell you, we're talking about that this piece of meat that is a shlishi l'tumah, I tell you, has mashkin on it. There's water on it. The kometame machmes mashkin. So without this water on this piece of meat, when the basar now, the basar that's what? The basar that's a rishin l'tumah. When it touches the second piece of meat, that's the shlishi, since there's water on that meat, so the first basar could be matama the water. So the water now automatically becomes a shein l'tumah. And a mashka could be matama oichel. That's the klal. Drashi dika, the third line from the bottom. Drashi dika mashkin bade basar. Kishenoga ba batumah. When the first piece of meat touched the avatumah, ho yamashka tefech oleho. It had water on it also. Now this water also became a rishon l'tumah. Ve'evei af ha-mashkin rishon. It's better, Rashi says, that on this first piece of meat, when it touched the av ha-tumah, it became a rishon l'tumah, but there was water on the meat also. So the water also became a rishon l'tumah. U'gesh'asharfoi, when you're going to burn it now, adayinu aleho, the water is still on this first piece of meat. Now when this piece of meat with this water touches the second piece of meat, since the second piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah. Now when the water on the first piece of meat, which is a rishon, touches the basar, it's matama that basar to make it into a sheni. because the mashka water could be metama neichum. Rashi metama rabosa shenisrof imzer machmes hamashkin v'nasa shlishi sheni. So this piece of meat that's only a shlishi l'tum up until now it becomes a sheni l'tumah. So that's the chiddush, that even though you're being meisef tumah, still we say it's mutter. That was the chiddush of Chanina's kana kahanim. So you can have a hecha timsa that this first piece of meat still has liquid on it, still has the water on it, and the water is a rishon l'tumah. So when this water touches the second piece of meat, it makes the second one into a sheni. That's the chiddush that even that is mutter. For the Gemara Yehoki, if this is the pshat, hayim abosor shenitnu biavatumor. Why does it say that the second piece of meat touches the first piece? That was tomei because it touched an avatumor. It should have said im habosor mashkin miboyle. It should have said that the second piece of meat is touching the first piece that has tomei from the avatumor with its mashkin on it. If that's the ikazakas matama, is the water on it? It should have mentioned the water on it. So if Elamites Mash Maklo were talking about the pieces of meat are dry, there's no water on it, and still was saying that this piece of meat could be metama the second piece of meat. According to Ravino, there's a Gzeras HaKosiv that no oichel could be metama no oichel. And for the Gemara, Elo, Nehi Dien oichel metama oichel mediraisa, it's taka true, there's a Gzeras HaKosiv here, that mediraisa from the Torah, one oichel, even though it's a rishon l'tuma, if it touches another oichel, another food, it's not metama that food. But midrabbanan though it does become tummy. So the chiddush from Chanina's kana kanim is that even though midrabbanan now you are being moisef tuma, and midrabbanan it's osur to eat tuma to kachim, here it's mutter. And what's the svara? Since we're oisik now and burning it anyway, it's coming the time to burn this piece of meat. Since you have to burn it now because they're loiser, they became sulim, so b'shashi oisik and burning it, you could be moisef tuma even though you'd be moisef only in the chiddush is even though it's a tuma the rabbanin, which stamos it's osur, here it's mutter. So the chiddush is in a tuma the rabbanin, it's mutter. Weiter. Hoisav Rabbi Kiva Yemeim Shokhanim Lenim Numa Lahadlik. Rabbi Kiva that in the Mishnah says another chiddush. He says more than Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kanim said. He said that what? What did Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah? Hoisav Rabbi Kiva v'yomar miyameyim shakanim lanim nu malahadlik es hashemim shenifsa b'tfu yoyim. You had oil that was truma, and the tfu yoyim touched it. And the tfu yoyim that misomare was tamei, and he went to the mikvah, and before it comes nighttime, he still has a tuma tfu yoyim on him. When he touches tuma truma, he makes it for shlishi. That becomes posel. So you have this shemin that's posel for truma to shlishi. And if you're burning it now, b'ner, you want to burn it in a candlestick, shenitma b'tomei meis, that this candlestick, l'chura has a rishon l'tumah on it. The candlestick became tomei from a tomei meis. A tomei meis means a person that touched the meis. He himself is an avatumah. When he touches this candlestick, he made it for rishon l'tumah. So this candlestick now is a rishon l'tumah. Now when you put the oil into the candlestick makes the oil a sheni l'tumah. So you're being meis of tumah. Up until now, the shemen was only a shlishi. A tful yayin, when he touches shemen, he only makes it a shlishi. Now, when you're putting it into this candlestick, that is a rishon l'tumah, it's making it into a sheni, so you are adding tumah. That's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. That even though you're adding tumah, still it's mutter. And the svar is, since you're being oisik and burning this truma, it's truma tumeya now, you want to burn it, so it's mutter to burn it together, even though you're being oisik to the tumah. For the Gemara Michti, like what's the chiddush? What are they telling us here, Rabbi Kiva? Shemen shenifso b'tfu yoyim, my heavy shlishi. This oil that was shel truma, that a tfu yoyim, again a person that was tamei, and he went to the mikvah, just he has to wait till nighttime to sense the chavim. When he touches truma, he makes it for shlishi. That's the psul, that's the forest that goes by truma. V'chimadlik lei b'ner shenitma b'tamei meis. Now when you put this oil into a candlestick that became tamei from a tamei meis, from an avatumah, the candlestick became what? A rishon l'tumah. Now when you put the oil in the candlestick, the rishon makes the oil now a sheni. My heavy sheni. It becomes a sheni. Or the zaymai kamashmulun. Watch Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. That shlishi, mutilai feis a sheni, that even though this truma is only a shlishi, you're allowed to burn it now in a tomatic candlestick. That will make it into a sheni, so you're adding tumor onto it. For the Gemara Hainu Hach. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That was the first chiddush in the Mishnah. That was Rabbi Chanina's chiddush. That even though you're burning basar that has a shlishi l'tumah, with another piece of meat that has a rishon l'tumah, and it touches this and makes it a sheni, that's mutter. So we already heard this chiddush from Rabbi Chanina. Why does Rabbi Kiva have to say the chiddush over again? Hainu Hach. Now the Gemara Amri Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha b'ner shomatches askinan. No, here we're talking about a candlestick that's a metal candlestick. Now by metal, when it touches a tamei meis, there's a chiddush here. The Rachmanom, or the Torah said, v'ferish ekzeras akosav here, the pasuk says, v'chalal cherim. There's a special pasuk